"Well, Watson," he began as I sat down with him, "were you able to explore everything you wanted yesterday?" "One could certainly spend several days here," I replied, "and still have enough to do. It is unfortunate that you did not want to accompany me. You would have liked it." Holmes shook his head. "That's not the question at hand. I am already fully focused on the case. Distractions of any kind would be counterproductive." "But your head, my dear Watson, which is all too filled with nonsense, this may be irrelevant." "Indeed, Holmes, charming as always," I replied. "But you're mistaken if you think I'm asleep at the wheel. Physically, I was moving through Liverpool yesterday, but my mind was already in Dublin." "Your out-of-body experience shall remain discretionary," Holmes said with a smile. "But I have some doubts that they will be of benefit to our local investigation. The unity of body and mind is a prerequisite for comprehensive understanding and analysis." Before I could reciprocate, Holmes got up and hurried me. "Let's go. Our ship departs in 1 hour. Have breakfast already." In fact, I was a little late. I drank my tea.